misery, tribulation, distress, all of which are very beautiful for what the spiritual concept, and for the Jews, historically, what the spiritual concept of Egypt is. Egypt is analogous to the slave market of sin. Here is our slavery in sin as unbelievers, non-regenerate. And this is where we were. And it is a beautiful picture of being set in, and that is to be set into the darkness of sin, restraint. That's an excellent word. If you remember our study in dealing with spiritual love, what's one of the primary conditions of loving is Christ's love? To love is Christ's love, we must be free. Galatians chapter 1, or chapter 5, verse 1 and 13. We must be free to love. You have to be free to love. A bachelor, a single person, is not free to love. A married person is free to love. You have to be in a state of freedom. This is an excellent concept if we look at Egypt as a place of restraint. So that's what the word means. Set in or restraint. And therefore, we are set in and restrained. We cannot celebrate. We cannot love as Christ loves as long as we are set in to the slave market of sin. You have to be free. That's what the Passover is celebrating. Being set free. Being released from this captivity that we are involved in as unbelievers never have come into Christ. It means misery. There is a misery in this state. There is a tribulation in that state. There is a distress. So it's a perfect picture of man under the slavery of sin and the kingdom of darkness, Satan's kingdom. Now, I want you to know another thing here. Out of Egypt by night. Night is the season of distress. Night is the season of Christ on the cross. What happened when he started bearing the sins of the world on the cross? A darkness, a night. A night fell over Jesus Christ. It's the period of judgment. So there was a night that fell over Jesus Christ and delivered in that time frame. He's laid the foundation. But he was put on the cross at 9 o'clock in the morning, and from 9 to 12, there was daylight. And we have the various things that Christ said, the various things that went on. But then around noon, something began to happen. And what began to happen, night began to fall. And night fell around the cross. This is not a tense and forth respect scripture. It is at this point, in my opinion, going by other scriptures, that Satan did not know what he was doing. But it's when the night fell around the cross, began to fall. I think the angelic conflict and the spiritual warfare in all of the heavens heard a thundering, uh-oh, from Satan. And he went, uh-oh, this is not turning out the way I thought. I thought I was winning here. And I know that he did think he was winning. And when he got Christ down on the cross and they drove in the nails, he thought he was winning. And when they put the cross up, and the angels were watching also, the fallen angels, yes, Satan's going to win. And the elect angels were probably getting a little sweaty and a little nervous in this final hour of God, your God is not doing it here. It's about time out here. We're in the 2-minute drill and we're behind and our guys are losing. And then the darkness, the night, the period of the night. You know, it's interesting to read and understand the period of the night. The period of the night came over the cross. And then Satan went, uh-oh, and he began to realize what was happening. Christ was going to bear the judgment of the sins of the world, setting the way to be taken out of Satan's kingdom of darkness.